latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and Jose Mourinho has reportedly another £100 million at his disposal if he requires further transfer additions this January. Old Trafford sources claim that Zlatan Ibrahimovic's rapid rate of recovery from knee surgery also convinced the Manchester United boss to keep his massive spending power under wraps for the time being. Mourinho, who still spent £160 million this summer bringing in three new faces, ended a protracted pursuit of Inter Milan winger Ivan Perisic, despite being able to comfortably meet with his former club's £50 million valuation, having previously been quoted £35 million for the Croatian international at the start of the window. Meanwhile, United will battle it out with Barcelona for the services of Atletico Madrid's Antoine Griezmann in the January window. The French international has been heavily linked with a switch to United, but after Atleti were hit by a transfer embargo, any chance of a move were over as the La Liga side could not sign a replacement. It is claimed that Griezmann signed a new contract extension that included a £183 million release clause aimed at scaring off those clubs considering a bid before the deadline. However, it is said to have dropped back to £91 million when the window closed, and United hope to take advantage in January. And finally, now Ryan Giggs believes the Premier League title race will come down to a straight shootout between Manchester United and their rival City. The Red Devils have made a brilliant start to the new campaign, they having won all three of their opening games and scoring 10 goals without reply in the process. Speaking though on where the title will go, Giggs said, Jose's got the players in he wanted, he knows Matic and Lukaku and they've started well. Lindelof has taken more time to settle and that can happen. It happened with the Amsterdam a long time ago and look what sort of player he turned out to be. Also players who were underachieved last year, Anthony Martial and Henrik Mkhitaryan have started well and there's real solidity and strength in depth there. They're going to need that with the Champions League coming up, but I think it's between them and City for the title.